The police assault team was on her in a second. Two officers rolled Mary over and handcuffed her from behind. Another one read her rights, the words probably coming too fast for her to understand. Someone took my elbow and spoke in my ear. "Sir, could you come with me, please?" I ignored whoever it was. "Sir!" The officer grabbed at me again, and I angrily shook him off. "She needs first aid." But no one seemed to hear me, or if they did, pay any attention. "Ma'am, do you understand everything I've told you?" the arresting officer asked. She nodded shakily, still face down on the floor. I was fairly certain she didn't understand any of this. "Ma'am, I need you to say yes or no. Do you understand everything I've told you?"
"Yes."
It came out as a gasp. Her breathing was ragged.
"I understand. You think I did something bad."
That was enough. I pushed my way through the cops and knelt down next to her. "Mary, it's me. Agent Cross. Are you all right? Mary, do you really understand what's happening now?" She was still panicked, but not dissociated. I made sure the shard was out of her foot, then wrapped it in a dish towel and helped her sit up. She looked around, wide-eyed, as if scanning the room for anything familiar. "Mary, they're placing you under arrest. You need to go with them now. Do you understand what I'm saying?" "All right, we got it." A cop maybe half my age stepped in. "Just give me a second here," I said. "No, sir," he answered. "We're to take the suspect into immediate custody." I turned away from Mary and kept my voice low.